Blog Talk Radio.
See, lately I've been trusting and confessing wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing, and I'm making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, let's see. Auntie Carrie, you can go ahead with 2 Samuel 5.
Okay.
2 Samuel 5. Then came all the tribes of Israel to David unto Hebron, and spake, saying, Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel. And the Lord said to thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be a captain over Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron, and King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem unto the Jebusites, inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, saying, Except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither, thinking, David cannot come in hither. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, the same is the city of David. And David said on that day, Whosoever getteth up to the gutter, and smiteth the Jebusites, and the lame and the blind, that are hated of David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Wherefore they said, The blind and the lame shall not come into the house. So David dwelt in the fort, and called it the city of David. And David built round about from Millo and inward. And David went on, and grew great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons. And they built David an house. And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. And David took him more concubines and wives out of Jerusalem, after he was come from Hebron, and there were yet sons and daughters born to David. And these be the names of those that were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shammua and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, Ibhar also, and Elishua, and Nepheg, and Japhia, and Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphelet. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it, and went down to the hold. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto David, Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand. And David came to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there, and said, The Lord hath broken forth upon mine enemies before me, as the breach of waters. Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again, and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself. For then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. And David did so, as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba until thou come to Gaza.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that audio playing. Oh, let's see. I'll do a roll call. I have Mother May, Brother Hubert, Brother Daniel, Auntie Dodd, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Sister Angela, and Auntie Janet, and myself. Amen.
Log Talk Radio. You are now in the home. You are now in
the... Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
The Nevin family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. And Father God, we ask that you open our ears and eyes to hear and to be doers of your words. We pray that everyone brought some good news to share. Let's see, bless another prayer line. Is it me or you, Angela? I can't remember.
You said you.
Okay, so if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Father God, as we gather here tonight, we praise you for this day and your purpose for it. Reset our agenda as we sit in your presence. For you assure us that where there are two or more gathered in your name, that you are here. We ask that you recalibrate our intentions and refocus our heart. Your will for our lives does not always reflect our plans. Change them to reflect your will. Help us to understand that we don't need full clarity to walk in the unique purpose you inlaid in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Angela will be coming to us with the song, everybody know it, Jesus Will Fix It, but it's in a different version by Chantel Normal. Amen.
Amen.
Power on, pairing, connected.
Loretta, that's it? Because it says Jesus will fix it, then it all comes to trouble in my way. That's the version?
I know Jesus, he will fix it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Jesus will fix it. Okay, we did have another call to call in. Auntie Marie, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with our round table, and I will start out with Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, coming out of Proverbs 13:24, it said, tough love and family discipline. Potential discipline is often misused and misunderstood. Proverbs 13:24 said, he who spared a rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. Love is selfish and indeed not love at all. When they permit a child to follow a path that leads to destruction, a parent who practice biblical discipline, however, will do what is necessary to bring out the best in the child. Although modern society may not advocate this kind of tough love, the scripture enjoins Christian parents to practice it. Love is the hallmark of potential discipline. When administered in love, discipline provide light and life to children. The love that administers discipline must also be generous and quick to provide for a child's need for acceptance. This time to show tough love is when a child is tender and reception. Perhaps if Eli had been committed to tough love while his son was young, their sin as an adult would not have broken his heart. Potential discipline should be applied constantly and continually until the child reached maturity. Proverbs 22:6 say, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Such training is not a one-time event, but need to be administered constantly and often enough to correct the wrong behavior. Tough love, discipline, take patience, wisdom, and hard work. But it is a wild investment. While the violence and the tragedy that permeate many families bring heartache, a well-taught, well-disciplined child makes his parents proud. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son grief to his mother. Proper discipline add years to a child's life and give him wisdom to seek the righteous path where his steps are sure. A ministry according to the word of God, tough love lead to wisdom, both the parent and the child. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother May, out of Proverbs. Next I have Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming up. 14th chapter, starting at the bridge. Let your heart, you believe in God, believe also in me. My father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me,
that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one come unto the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And T. Marie, what book did you come out of?
John the 14th chapter.
Amen. Okay. Thank you for that reading out of John, T. Marie. Next I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Psalm 15. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary? Who may live on your holy hill? He who walks is blameless, and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from the heart, and has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong, and casts no slur on his fellow man, who despises a vile man, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps his oath even when it hurts, who lends his money without usury, and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things will never be shaken. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Psalms. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and the truth endure to all generations. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of the Psalms 100. Next I have Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from St. John 17, a portion of Jesus' prayer, where he prayed for his disciples. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as should as thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gave me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifest thy name unto the men which thou gave me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gave them to me, and thou hast kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. And now come I to thee, and these things I spake in the world, that they might have my joy, fulfilled in themselves. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them in the world and keep them from the evil one. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I've known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love that which you have loved me, that you have loved them also, and has the love that thou hast loved me with, thou hast loved them also. The love of God penetrates from the Son to the Father, from the Father to the Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of St. John. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in the green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renewed my strength. He guides me along the right path. He brings honor to his name. Even though I walk through the valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. You are my rod and a staff, protect and you comfort me. You prepared a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me and anointed my head with oil. My cup's running over with blessings. Surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 23. Next I have Brother Daniel. Any news you have to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say hello. We made it through another week. Hopefully we'll get through another one with God's help. Amen. I'm just going to be listening.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You, Brother Daniel.
Amen. Amen. Next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Matthew 5:43. I'm having a hard time whether I want to read the verses as well as what I wanted to read, but I'm going to just do a couple of them, 43 and 44. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. My reading is out of my Sunday school lesson. It said, if we love God, we will love others. If we do not love God, we will not love others. And the way we treat God is how we will treat others. In essence, others get the overflow of our relationship with God. Let us make man in our image after our likeness. Genesis 1:26 is about relationship and informs us about God's purely relational intentions towards humankind. God creates humankind in relationship through relationship and for relationship. So relationships become critical because God is relational. The freedom from hatred of self and others cannot happen in the absence of authentic relationships. And thus, helping free us from impersonal and adversarial approaches in relationships. Authentic relationships come through embracing God's relational image and intentions toward our human beings. God acts in and through relationships. We are created good, yet we struggle to understand ourselves as created in the image of God, and that we are valid, viable, and valuable. God is the source of authentic love from which all love flows. But because of the fall, humankind has distorted self-images, which cause humankind to revert back to negative and stereotypical sinful relationships. The true image of God is to be found in relations, that is, human persons as fundamentally relational beings related to God and to humans. God created in humanity an essential relationality that mirrors the relationship inherent in the Trinity itself. So just to sum it all up, you know, how we love God is how we will treat others. And if we're supposed to be in God's image, we need to really think about that when we display our love towards our enemies. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Angela out of Matthew. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from this Psalm 123. Unto thee I lift up my eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servant look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of the maiden unto the hand of the mistress. So our eyes wait upon the Lord, our God, until we have had mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with content. Our soul is exceedingly filled with scorn of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms. Next we have the sick and shut-ins. Is there anyone I need to take off, remove from the list, or add? Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you for all that you do for Brother Daniel, Trey, Uncle Dave, Uncle James, Hazel, Auntie Wally, Gerald Nellums, Sister Shirley, Joseph Tangi, Angela's grandkids, Brian, Marianne and family, the Carolyn family, the Stevens family, the Simmons family, the Williams family, and anyone else that we are not aware of. I also have Auntie Carrie on here, I'm sorry. And anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. For your love is as wide as the ocean and as deep as the sea. And may your spirit rise like a mighty wave and come and restore our sick and shut-ins. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, we're on birthdays, the week of November 14th through the 20th.
I have on the 14th, Michael. I have on the 15th, Adriana and Shauna. On the 19th, I have Vanessa. On the 20th, I have Ariel and Cedric Williams. Are there any other birthdays?
Okay, all right. So let's see here. I actually have Auntie Marie, will you do us the honor and sing the birthday song tonight? Auntie Marie. Let's see, she must have us on mute. I'll go with Auntie Carrie. Would you mind singing a birthday song for us tonight?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. All right, now we have reached a part where we share what's on our heart, pray, support, testimony. More Bible verses or a song or poem, and I go down the list. And I will start out with Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Okay, Brother Hubert.
Okay.
Auntie Marie, any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight? Yeah. Auntie Marie must have us on mute. Okay, next I have Auntie Carrie. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to have a praise report. My granddaughter Brittany drove to Texas where she moved into and set up her house, and God blessed her to make it back here safely. So I'll be thanking God for safe travel for Brittany from here to Texas, from Texas back here. Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for that report, Auntie Carrie. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Next I have Mother May. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I will say a little poem. It says, every day is the day of Thanksgiving. God has been so good to us. Every day he blesses us. Every day of Thanksgiving, take the time to glorify the Lord today. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that poem, Mother May. I will go next, and I have a praise report, and I would like to share a prayer of gratitude. I am officially a grandmother of six. My daughter, Jarita, had a baby girl, 6 pounds, 13 ounces, named Maya on Tuesday.
All right. Amen.
Congratulations. Praise the Lord.
Congratulations. And now prayer of gratitude. Dear God, thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you that you are able to bring hope through even the toughest of times, strengthening us for your purposes. Thank you for your great love and care, and for your mercy and grace. You are always with us and will never leave us. And we thank you for your incredible sacrifice so that we might have freedom and life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, let's see here. Next I have Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to like to share some 31 days of prayer. And it says, growing in holiness and faith. How do we increase our holiness and our faith? By pursuing a deeper knowledge of God. Every truth we grasp about him increases our level of confidence in him and makes us more like him. So let us pursue him diligently. Let us press on to know the Lord. Hosea 6:3. He rewards those who earnestly seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Let no man think that he can have any measure of victory over his inner corruption without taking it to the Lord again and again in prayer. The same holds true in praying for others, we believe. I want a principle within, a watchful godly fear, a sensitive to sin, a pain to feel it near. Help me the first approach to feel, a pride of wrong desire. Catch the wandering of the will and quench the kindling fire. O Lord, help me to be filled with your holiness. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, from the 31 Days of Prayers. Next I have Sister Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would share a poem. The title is, You Can't Fail with Jesus. If God is for you, who can be against you? Live as Jesus would have you live. Trust him completely. Meet him within your heart and talk to him as a friend. For having Jesus on your side is greater than having the world on your side. You can't lose. You can't go wrong. You can't fail when it's you and Jesus. For when the Lord is with you, you are a majority. Then, when doubts and fears arise, go into the closet of your heart with Jesus. Face the problems of the moment with him. you can't fail with Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem, Sister Angela. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. And that completes our second round. Now we are signing parts for next week. I have 2 Samuel 6.
I'll do it.
Is that Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Auntie Dot is doing 2 Samuel 6 next week, and I have an opening for the blessing of the prayer line. Any volunteer for the opening prayer?
I'll do it.
Is that Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Amen. Okay, and now I have an opening for the closing prayer. Any volunteer for the closing prayer next week? Okay, between Angela and myself, we will take care of the closing prayer. Amen. Now, is there anything anyone would like to share before we go into the closing prayer for this week? Okay, Angela will lead us out in the closing prayer, and she will follow up with the song, He Knows My Name, by Tasha Cobb. So everyone bow their head, please.
Dear Lord, we recognize that we are unworthy to approach anything, but the fact that Jesus died and bought us with his blood. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to pray. We rejoice that we can talk to you anywhere, at any time, and about anything. So, Father God, we ask that you lead us to rely on you so much that we worship you regularly with an active prayer life. Father God, help us to remember to pray according to your will and that you will give us all things that are for our good. In your Son's name, Jesus Christ, we pray, confident that you hear us. Amen.
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 Oh, no.
Jesus.
Oh, how you counsel me. It still amazes me that I am your friend. So now I pour out my heart to you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Amen. Amen.